From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. We invite you to stay tuned for a message from God's Word, preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes a message entitled Timely Answers to Urgent Prayers, part of a series based on Psalm 138. The text is verse 3. In the day when I cried, thou answeredst me, and strengthenedst me with strength in my soul. The first theme of the message is found in David's words, I cried. This expresses the agony of prayer. David often found himself in difficult and painful situations, something which is frequently true for those who seek to live for God. Then we see God's answer to David's cry. It was a spiritual answer, for it gave David exactly what he needed, strength in his soul. Finally, there is the acknowledgement of God's answer. David remembered to praise the Lord for what he had done in answering graciously. This is the aspect of prayer we too often forget. May the Lord help us to praise His name for His goodness. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Forget and Forgive. The text is found in Proverbs 20, verse 22. Say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and He shall save thee. Be not in haste. Let anger cool down. Say nothing and do nothing to avenge yourself. You will be sure to act unwisely if you take up the cudgels and fight your own battles, and certainly you will not show the Spirit of the Lord Jesus. It is nobler to forgive and let the offense pass. To let an injury rankle in your bosom and to meditate revenge is to keep old wounds open and to make new ones. Better forget and forgive. Peradventure you say that you must do something or be a great loser. Then do what this morning's promise advises. Wait on the Lord, and He shall save thee. This advice will not cost you money, but is worth far more. Be calm and quiet. Wait upon the Lord. Tell Him your grievance. Spread Rabshakeh's letter before the Lord, and this of itself will be an ease to your burdened mind. Besides, there is the promise, He shall save thee. God will find a way of deliverance for you. How He will do it, neither you nor I can guess, but do it He will. If the Lord save you, this will be a deal better than getting into petty quarrels and covering yourself with filth by wrestling with the unclean. Be no more angry. Leave your suit with the Judge of all.
Strong and perfect plea, a grace I grieve, whose name is long. Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within. Upward I look and see him there, who made an end to all my sin. Because a sinless Savior I died, my sinful soul
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
the first thing that's normal for a Christian is agony. But the second thing that's normal is God's answer to his cry. In the highest sense, this is the answer that Joseph said the Lord would give to Pharaoh when he said, God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. In the day when I cried, thou answeredst me and strengthenedst me with strength in my soul. The Lord's answer is speedy. In the day when I cried. Understand that when you cry to God, he hears at that time. Now, even in those cases where the final answer is delayed, yet God hears you when you cry and you get something from him that's needful at that time. Take the case of Daniel. It was a long time before the final answer came through, but God heard him in the very day that he cried. God's answer is always seasonable. It's just what we need and when we need it. We were reading Hebrews 4, verse 16. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Finding grace to help in time of need. The idea is simply finding seasonable grace. Grace for the season. Grace that is right for the situation that you're bringing before the Lord. This is not a one-size-fits-all promise. There is a seasonable grace. God's answer is spiritual. It's not always what we expect, but it's what we need. Thou strengthenest me with strength in my soul. Now, there are times when David could rejoice when the Lord heard his cry. He immediately did the very thing that David wanted or felt he needed to have done. He lifted him out of the situation. He delivered him from King Saul. He saved his life. He did all sorts of things. But there were other times when the Lord allowed him to go through the deep distress, and he didn't lift him out of it immediately, but he strengthened him to go through it. Strength in the soul. Now let me put it to you. When we come to pray, that is the all-important thing by way of answer. To be strengthened in the soul. This is what the Lord did for Paul. Paul three times came with a thorn in the flesh, said, Lord, remove it. What was the Lord's answer? My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. You see what Paul, or what the Lord is saying to Paul? Paul, you have a thorn in the flesh. Now let's back up for a minute. Put yourself in Paul's position. Nothing made sense but the removal of that thorn in the flesh. Whatever it was a physical ailment. If those people are right who think that it was some disease of the eyes, it certainly was something he could do without. A man in his job, Paul didn't need the distraction. He didn't need the hindrance. That chronic illness was bringing to him. He was a busy preacher. He was a missionary. He was a soul winner. He was the all-important witness for God in the Gentile world. If anybody didn't need this physical debility, it was Paul. And so he came to the Lord, not just for his own comfort, but for the good of the cause of God, and said, Lord, take this away. But the Lord said, no, what I'll do, I'll give you strength. I'll give you grace in your soul, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And what was Paul's response? He says, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. You know, when you and I come to pray, that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. Not that we have more money. If the Lord feels we need that, let him give it. Not that we get a better job. Again, if he feels we need that, let him give it. Not that we get delivered from illness. Again, if the Lord wills and gives that, let him do so. But ultimately, as we come to pray, the bottom line, as far as receiving the answer is concerned, is that the power of Christ may rest upon us. That's the bottom line. That's why Paul told the Ephesians, his prayer for them, that Christ may dwell in their hearts by faith, that they may be strengthened with might by the Holy Spirit in the inner man. That was it. In Colossians chapter 1, he gives them, verse 11, his prayer for them. It is that they'd be strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. It's a spiritual answer that the Lord gives. There's agony, but there is an answer. And that will lead to the third thing that's usual in the life of a Christian, and that's acknowledgement. The Lord's answer to David became the basis of his worship, his praise, and his testimony. If you and I will contemplate the timely answers to prayer in the past, we'll discover the same thing. That as they did with David, with us, they will drive away apathy. They will put the fire of God in our souls. I wonder honestly this morning, can you look back and say, yeah, there was the time I cried. He heard me. Maybe I got what I thought I needed. Maybe I didn't. But he strengthened me with strength in my soul. There was a time of trial and trouble, but today I understand, because through it all, I have the power of Christ resting upon me. I have the joy of the Lord in my heart, and I have had communion with God and a depth to experience that otherwise I would never have had. If we feel to put the blessings of God to this use of bringing them back to mind, to make them the basis of ongoing worship, praise, and testimony, then we're misusing those blessings. So as we close, let me ask you, cast your mind back. Remember the great things he has done for you. Remember the times the Lord has come to strengthen your soul with strength. Let that awaken your heart to praise. Let it warm your heart to devotion, and let it loose your tongue, so that as you go from God's house this morning, you'll be able to say with David in Psalm 66 and 16, come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. In the day when I cried, thou answeredst me and strengthenedst me with strength in my soul. Therefore, I will worship thee for timely answers to urgent requests. And I will continue by the grace of God in the awareness of thy presence, living in nearness to thy throne, and with a heart that is ever open for the reception of God's answer. Let's bow together in prayer. Let us all pray. If you take nothing else out of this service this morning, in our Bible readings, in our singing, the preaching of God's word, take this out, that God answers prayer. His grace is flowing like a river. We have read this morning, the river of God is full of water. that river can reach you. If you're not saved, now is the time to cry and call and ask for mercy. And you'll be able to say, "This poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him." And if you're a Christian and you're going through some dark and troubled time, don't be amazed. Agony is normal. What is not normal for a Christian is agony without a divine answer. Seek the Lord today. Backsliders, seek Him for restoring grace. Believers, seek Him for wisdom, for strength, for encouragement, for guidance, that the power of Christ may rest in you. And in the day you cry, He'll answer. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for Thine all-sufficient grace. Grace is flowing like a river. Millions there have been supplied, and still it flows as full and fresh and free as ever from our Savior's wounded side. Thank God there is grace sufficient for all our need. Lord, we pray, forgive us our sins. O God, we plead with Thee, deal with every hindrance to our praying. Deal, Lord, with those things that grieve Thy Holy Spirit. O Lord, we pray, give us grace to turn afresh to Thee, the dearest idol I have known. Whate'er that idol be, help me to tear it from Thy throne and worship only Thee. Gracious God, do this in every heart and in every home. And, O Lord, we pray that every Christian here will be able to go on in this testimony that I cried and God answered and God strengthened and God blessed. So hear our cry. Part is with Thy blessing. Be the abiding portion of all Thy blood-bought church, both this Sabbath day and evermore. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.